Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week this week, Devil Wolf. Band of the Week, Devil Wood. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
You can see them on Saturday, August 31st at Barboza, and they'll be celebrating the release of their new record. It's called Transit of Venus.
And if you do not know about the great Seattle music scene, well, check out Loud and Local every Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Two solid hours of all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Devil Wood. Friday, everyone.
And yeah.
I mean, heck, my weekend's already been made just by listening to that Seth Rogen interview with you guys, man.
Seth was awesome.
Dude, I got a contact high from that one.
his giggle is infectious.
Dude, it is. It's fantastic.
If you missed it, you'll go back and just get it on demand at KISW.com, radio.com, app, whatever. He's always a fun interview.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that the minute you hear your voice, you know who it is.
Absolutely.
He has that iconic voice.
Yeah.
There's not many people that have that.
And it's that laugh, man. Yeah. It's infectious. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Brandon and Buckley to take on Steve. Brandon, are you there, sir?
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What's today's my Friday, guys, just to let you know.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Oh, today's my Friday.
Nice. Good for you as
look
well.
Look at that. Yeah.
All for grabs. Tickets to check out Bring Me the Horizon over at the WAMU Theater on October 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Bring Me the Horizon? Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve. Get out of here. For those playing at home, Brandon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brandon, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the safest color in the U.S. Homeland Security Advisory System's color scale?
Blue?
No.
Green.
Yes. What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Nestle?
No.
Hershey's.
Yes. What species are mingled to produce a centaur?
Pass.
What year of the early 2010s was Tinder released?
2011?
No.
2012.
Yes. What actress played Clarice in the 90s movie The Silence of the Lambs?
Hello, Clarice.
Jodie Foster.
Yes. Ghostface Killa is a member of which rap group?
Pass.
In Where's Waldo? What two colors are is Waldo's shirt?
Red and white.
Yes. Bootylicious is a song from which group?
A pass.
Matthew McConaughey starred in which movie involving a trip to a black hole?
Pass.
St. Paul is the capital of what state?
Minnesota and yes. Interstellar.
Do we give it to him?
He kind of snuck both at the same time.
You know what? I'll give it to him. Just so maybe Steve will get all a right. loss.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
I have no answer to that. I really don't know which way you should go on that.
Oh, yeah. Usually you'll say the opposite of whatever I say there, so I was expecting that.
Yeah, I don't really know which way to go on that, so I'm letting you make that.
Well, maybe Steve will get a loss because of it.
Yeah, Steve.
Or maybe it won't matter and Steve will destroy
his
opponent.
He's actually not had a great week in the morning. We'll see.
Yeah.
I should say early in the morning. We'll see later in the morning right now if he does.
I've been coming correct, though, on the 8 o'clock version.
Coming correct.
We'll see if today's the day. Maybe today's the day where you just don't come correct at all.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
After all, it is his Friday.
Today is my Friday.
Yeah,
I need to go into the weekend with a big W. That way, on Sunday, Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett, I kick some ass.
Ooh.
We'll see. Join me as the verified champ.
What's the safest color on the U.S. Homeland Security Advisory System's color scale?
Yellow.
No.
White.
No.
Blue.
No.
Oh.
The orange. Nope.
No.
What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yeah, green.
Nestle's.
Nope.
Crap. Mars.
Nope.
Kellogg's.
No. Oh. What species are mingled to produce a centaur?
A horse. And a liger.
No.
A horse and a lion?
No.
A horse and a human.
Yes.
Whatever.
What year of the early 2010s was Tinder released?
2011.
No.
2012.
Yes. What actress played Clarice in the 90s movie The Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
Yes.
Okay.
Ghostface Killa is a member of which
Wu-Tang.
Rap group? Yes.
Wu-Tang Clan.
In Where's Waldo? What two colors are Waldo's shirt?
Red and white.
Yes.
All right.
Bootylicious is a song from which group?
Bootylicious. Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Nice.
Matthew McConaughey starred in which movie involving a trip to a black hole?
All right, all right, all right. Dazed and Confused.
No.
The black hole.
Good try.
No.
Gravity.
No. 1, 2, 3.
The Lincoln
four.
Log.
What? The Lincoln Log?
Whatever he was.
The Lincoln Lawyer.
The Lincoln Log.
Well, there was the Lincoln Lawyer, but if he was a logger, he'd be the Lincoln Logger.
Oh, dear.
I like it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You lose, Steve. 6-7.
Son of a.
Congrats, Brandon.
Brandon.
Good game, Steve. Play that song, BJ.
Here it comes.
Two losses going into the weekend.
Yeah.
Doesn't bode well for Steve on Sunday.
Does not look good for the local celebrity.
Son of a bitch.
I knew you were in trouble when the safest color, you went nowhere near green. Like,
green
go, green safe. Yeah. Like, you just imagine.
Condition green, condition yellow, condition red. It's like every battle station thing.
No, but it makes sense now.
Yeah.
I thought the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups made by Hershey would be a little bit
I'm not a, chocolate candy aficionado.
Here's the problem. I mean, it used to be made by Reese's. Like, that was the company, and I think Hershey's acquired them.
Really?
I think so. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because I mean, they call it Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I think it's because it was the Reese's company, but I could be wrong about that.
Name Reese made it.
Hershey's bottom up is what I'm thinking.
I have no idea. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon's peanut butter cups?
Yeah. She's great at making peanut butter cups, that girl.
The Matthew McConaughey movie is Interstellar.
All right, all right, all right.
Did you ever see Interstellar?
No.
It's slow but good. It is. I just recently rewatched it and. Yes, it's fantastic.
All right, all right. And it's got...
As a soon-to-be father, you should really be watching this.
Oh.
Is this kind of a space movie?
It's a space movie, but it's more of a daddy-daughter movie.
It's a daddy-daughter movie.
So, I think you should go back and watch
that. Was that Bryce Dallas Howard, Cougar Mellencamp, or was that...
Or is it Jessica Chastain?
I know, I always
don't know which one.
Both of them, I don't know which one it was.
For Interstellar, it was Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
All right.
They're very similar.
Are we sure those two aren't related and they're just not telling
even,
us?
Even Ron Howard, the father of Bryce Dallas Howard, got them confused.
Really? Yeah. I mean, they look very similar, those two. It's like, I can't tell them apart.
Nope. Congratulations to Brandon on defeating Steve this morning.
That's all you got to do, man. Beat Steve's ace and you win a prize. Simple as that. All right. Well, it is, of course, Steve's Friday, and it is pretty much 9 o'clock, which means it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the Rock. BJ and Migs. Mornings on the Rock. 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yes?
Stop freaking!
Call Beacon. Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Listeners on the Loose, this is where you pick the topic. This is where you guide the show. Anything you think that should be said or done, or maybe you've always wanted your own radio show, for a very brief moment, you get one. But there is still a rule.
That's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, they will be gone, and we'll have to say goodbye to them.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. Let's go to Aaron in Everett. Aaron, you are on the Rock.
Hello, BJ.
Hey, Aaron. Hey,
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, welcome to the show, Aaron.
All right. Sorry. I'm just a little nervous about calling on the show, but I was just calling in to say, how are you liking that new Star Trek hat that I got you last night?
Oh, this is this, Aaron. This was Steve. This was so awesome because out of all of the stuff, you know, the Mariners are really good to us. Normally they go, hey, we got a big promotion going on. They send us a goodie bag and we get to see some stuff.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't get this year was the Star Trek Mariners cap.
Damn it. I forgot all about that. Yeah.
I didn't get that this year because I don't know if we weren't in town and missed it, whatever. But
I think we might have been off when that was happening.
Yeah, so that was kind of a bummer because that's a sweet-looking hat. So Aaron, who's a buddy of my nemesis Sean from Thing 12 Games, Aaron showed up last night.
He's everybody's nemesis.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
He really is. So,
he is.
Well, Sean's on the Board Game Alliance. He's on our podcast. And he shows up. And so I met this guy for the first time. He goes, oh, by the way, BJ, here you go. And he pulls out the Mariners Star Trek cap, which is the beautiful, like, blue Mariners cap with a teal Star Trek emblem that, you know, looks like the emblems on the uniforms of Star Trek. It is sweet and more in person than I expected. And Aaron, you became my buddy. I can't thank you enough for that.
My pleasure, BJ. I've been listening to the show for years, and I love it. It was so great to actually finally meet you. And then, like, you bought me dinner that night. I was just blown away. And I'm kind of socially inept, so I was like,
welcome to the club.
You know, it's probably why I didn't talk a whole lot last night.
Oh, not a problem, dude. And now that you know, you're part of our board game group, because, you know, Aaron likes to play games. And
has he been inducted into the Alliance?
Yeah, he played, actually, Vicky, he played Resistance and Secret Hitler with us last night, and he actually stayed, so you know he loves us.
I mean, blink twice or knock on your phone twice if you're a hostage.
I know, it can be traumatizing.
So when they get do you have, like, an induction ceremony for the Board Game Alliance, like a sword, like where you knight them?
We don't knight them. It's sort of like an Animal House where we spank them with the sword.
Nice.
Yeah, and then
spank Aaron?
Oh, you got to spank everybody, Steve. Opportunity. Aaron hasn't had it yet, but it's coming up.
No.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be prepared.
All right, take it easy, buddy. Thanks for playing. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, if we're
all right, yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, BJ.
That's awesome that he hooked you up with the Mariners Star Trek cap.
Oh, it looks so good.
I'd love to throw out there as a trade for anybody. Because I can't make it down to Everett tonight, and I'm so bummed. But tonight, over at Funko Field, which is where the Everett Aqua Sox play.
Yeah.
It's Jay Buhner night, and they're giving away Jay Buhner Funko Pops.
Whoa.
Where he's wearing the Aqua Sox jersey and the sweet purple shades. I'll swap you a t-shirt for that if anyone out there is getting them and they don't want it.
Dude, Funko is out of control. And Steve, I want to tell you about this because now they're into making board games.
So cool looking.
Okay, it is cool. But I know you'll love this, Steve. This might be the one board game we'll get you to play.
Okay.
It's a board game where basically there are mini, mini Funko Pops that are the figures on the board that you move around. So that's really cool. But then you get to fight. It's basically a game where you run around and fight each other. And the mashups are incredible. So they have one for all the DC characters like Batman, the Joker. They have one for Harry Potter characters. They have one for Rick and Morty. And how about this, Steve? This is classic.
Uh-huh.
All those guys can be fighting each other. And also the Golden Girls. So Blanche could be trying to hit Batman in the face with a batarang.
Dude, that's actually pretty funny.
It's pretty, I mean, in the world of Funko, you know all the pops they have. It's called, I think it's called Funkoverse. I don't know the name of the game. I suck, Vic, if you can figure it out. But one of our buddies, by the way, that we board game with, he helped design this game for Funko because he works for their board game making division. But I thought the Golden Girls going up against the Joker, how cool is that?
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's Funkoverse strategy game.
There we go. Perfect. And if it's not out of Target or one of the big stores by now, it should be soon. It's going to be. I mean, Funko's, they're out of control. They're doing such good stuff. And they're local, Steve. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. Let's go to Shane in Renton. Shane, you are on the rock.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Man, I want to talk about Tool.
I am
beyond excited about this new album.
We talked about it before, Steve, earlier. Yep. That it is very polarizing, this new Tool album.
It's been interesting to watch how people are like arguing and stuff. And I'm glad I didn't get mixed into the mix when the song first came out because I didn't love it, but I wasn't like, you know, I didn't hate it. I wasn't blown away by it. But the more I've listened to that song over the last week or so, I have fallen in love with it. I think it's a fantastic song, and I'm looking forward to the rest of this record that comes out later, in September.
All right. How about you, Shane? What do you think? And it's tough.
Or is it August? I can't remember now.
Well, it's August right now, Steve. I know that. I looked at my phone. It says
I know, but
it's
the end of August or when the hell is that?
It's the end of days, Steve. We got to wait 10,000 days for this.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry. So, Shane, while Steve's looking, what do you think so far of the new Tool album? Tool song.
Well, I actually got to hear Descending when I was up here. I flew up from San Diego just to come see them at the Gorge. What was that, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And they've actually played part of Descending, which was mostly Danny Carey and an instrumental. But, man, I have loved Tool ever since they came out. And like whomever was just speaking a second ago, but you cannot, off of one listen, you can't do that with a Tool song. I mean, you got to, it's an adventure. It's an experience.
What I love about
every song, every album, and every concert is freaking mind-blowing.
How long have they been around, Steve? Has it been since the early 90s or has it been the 80s?
Late 80s.
I know it came out in 91.
Okay, so
you've been a band for a while.
So here's what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, Shane, how old are you? Because you sound like you might be in my demographic.
Yeah, I'm 50.
Okay, see, this is what's so amazing about Tool, because I got a dude, Shane, who beats both of us. He's like 70, and this guy also loves Tool, and he goes all the way back where he was at the original Woodstock. You know, you got to love a band, but because of the kind of band Tool is, which I've said, you know, you put them like almost on the level of a Beethoven and a Bach, and I mean, just what they do, the orchestral arrangements of their songs.
Yeah. They are a modern Pink Floyd.
That's a great way to describe it.
That's a great call. Yeah, great call. And
they're like Pink Floyd, really not a band that you could digest with just one song. It's really about the full record. You got to go on. You got to go into that like on a journey with the band throughout the entire record.
And I, of course.
And the album comes out August 30th.
The best way to, you put on the CD or download, however you want to do it, pop on the headphones, you know, smoke a little doobage.
That's what, you know, there you go. That's, see.
And enjoy the adventure.
Smoke a little doobage.
Well, you got, it's like when you have a meal, you got to get the right wine with the meal. And with Tool, you've got to get the right.
I feel
something.
You got to pair it with an indica.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go with the Seth Rogen strain. Don't do that. Yeah, good call, Shane. I appreciate that. It is fascinating with some things. You really got to step it back. You know, we had this conversation. I don't know which BJ Shays Geek Nation. It might be today's. It might be Monday's. But there's a show called Legion that just wrapped up their season. They wrapped up the whole series. Three. And Joey and I are fighting about how good the show is or isn't. Because it's like, I think Legion is like a
Tool TV show as far as it is so trippy. It is so heavy. It has so many layers that I don't think you can just watch it once and go, I know what I think of this show. I feel like it's a show that's going to be consumed a couple of times and I might have to binge watch all three seasons again because it's that kind of thing. It's like a Tool TV show with the layers of everything you're trying to get.
I can send you some links for some good Tool TV shows if you want.
Okay. You like that?
You can click on these thumbnails.
You know, Danny, I try to have a serious artistic conversation and I forget who the guy is that I've been working with for the last 75 years.
Then if we're being serious, I'd like to give a shout out. Someone texted in. It's kind of a trip because it's funny that this guy by the name of Superhuman.
Superhuman?
Human. H-U-M-M-A-N.
Okay, I like
He's a big wrestling internet star right now because it's a kid.
Shocker that we're talking wrestling.
Well, he texted asking for a shout out. If it's him, I don't know, but still. He's all over the internet and all he does is he sets up these most ridiculous things outside of his house and he jumps off and lands in them and gives a shout out to all the juggalos and the juggalettes.
Oh, he's that guy?
Yeah,
he's
just texting our show.
Is that Bob Wire?
Yeah, so he'll dive into a microwave. He'll dive into just a whole thing of he says don't try this at home, which is very smart of him.
Yeah.
And then he just takes his shirt off.
Oh no, don't do this, crazy guy. No, Superhuman.
So bad.
So
shout out to Superhuman.
This is the new Jackass, right?
He is.
What's happening here?
He's awesome.
Oh. All right, Superhuman is...
Or human. I don't know. It's both H-U-M-M-A-N, so it's probably human.
Either way, he's super.
Look him up on YouTube.
Oh, no, don't show me again. And he's got, of course, he's got my kind of tan. He's got that Nordic tan. Oh, no. And he just leaps backside into that... barbed wire. Oh,
his video series are he'll dive into light bulbs.
All right.
He's doing, you know,
God's work.
Safe work.
Yeah. He's doing God's work.
So shout out to Superhuman.
All right, Superhuman.
Wow.
There you go.
There he is taking his shirt off, BJ.
You gotta take your shirt off.
He's got
before
his mask buddy to help him out.
Oh, there you go. And what's he gonna throw?
He's gonna go into some light bulbs right there.
Oh, no, don't.
And...
Oh, he's. Oh, God. Don't show me those videos. Come on, Steve.
Right. You wanted to talk about serious stuff.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You're right. It's my fault. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's listeners on the loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls. We got more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Tyler and Cedro Woolley. Tyler, you are on The Rock.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Tyler. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I just wanted to say thank you guys very much for everything that you do on the radio. Even though you guys may seem like it's not much, it means a lot to... people like me. I'm a combat veteran who suffers from PTSD. Listening to your guys' show every day on the radio helps me get through my work day.
Listen, Tyler, I want to tell you, I appreciate you coming on and having the courage to tell folks you got PTSD because us guys do not talk about the stuff that we need to talk about when it comes to mental health. And I will always be greatly appreciative because you know more than anybody how the boys and women that you serve with need to be able to talk about it so they can get the help they need and not feel like they're the only one suffering.
Yeah.
So
no,
I greatly appreciate that, dude. And I'm glad our show, I will say this, what Steve does isn't a lot. You're right about that. But I know what I do really contributes a lot to life.
Hey, my stupidity makes people feel good.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point. Yeah. We're happy, man. If we can put a smile on your face, and obviously we thank you for your service, dude. That's, that's something we'll always be grateful for. And I'm glad you're saying stuff, dude. You're getting some help, you're so that everybody's on your side so you can live a great life.
Most of it is all self-therapy, and then my wife helps me out quite a bit. There's a lot of things I don't like to share with people, but I decided it was probably in my best interest to share everything and leave an open book with my wife. That way she at least understands when I'm not having the best of days.
Well, I will tell you this, Tyler, and you know how in life dudes get coaches for everything. And, you know, getting a coach and how to basically make sure your brain and you are buddies would be the greatest thing in the world. It's one thing to talk to your wife. It's great to have that relationship. And it's great also to, if you will, take care of yourself. But it may not be a bad idea if you get the PTSD to maybe just once in a while talk to a professional just to make sure you're on the right track and you got the right skill set. I do it. And that's just a friendly reminder if you can make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and then one last thing before I jump off here.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, one thing I thought that should happen for one of your brands is your own line of wrestling gear and apparel and maybe cosmetic, like makeup and face paint and whatnot.
Yes.
Oh, look at this. He's got the whole thing.
And my face is on every butt.
Wow.
Okay.
That's part of the brand. I don't remember hearing Tyler say that.
But maybe on his upper hip.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean.
Are you a wrestling fan, Tyler?
Oh, I was when I was little. I'm too busy now with work and everything to really even sit down and watch any kind of TV.
Oh, you're not, you don't have enough time to watch every bloody wrestling event that's ever been done every moment of your life like Steve? I'm surprised.
It's not like I just signed up for another streaming service, BJ. We don't need to talk about independentwrestling.tv.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God,
they're carrying the one I wrestle for without a cause. They're putting it on their streaming service, so I was kind of excited.
I appreciate the call. Subscribed. Thank you, Tyler. I have a question.
No, you don't.
I want to throw it out to Vicky, to Rev, and to Danny. Who do you think has it worse, Steve for wrestling or me for board games? Who do you think? It's a tough call. I wouldn't know who to pick.
Ooh, that's really tough.
BJ for board games.
I'm going to say BJ too.
I'm going to have to
because you spend more money than Steve
You back
does.
Everything on Kickstarter.
More money and you spend a lot more time than Steve does.
I got news for you. Every moment Steve is not talking to us about anything, his face is on a screen watching
What are you doing?
You're reading and
you're
rules.
Watching tutorials on how to play these games.
I agree.
It's like, dude, it's not that hard to use a tweezer and pull a heart out of the game operation. You don't need to watch this tutorial.
I can't even talk to you anymore. I really can't. All right, so you guys still think I got it worse?
Oh,
Yeah, okay. I don't think we can't count time spent thinking about it because then I think, we're both
But what about all the events?
Neck.
What about the events he goes to and participates
How
in?
How many
that's
board
still,
gaming nights do you have a week?
I don't know.
How many hours a week are you board gaming?
I think Thursdays mostly, and then if I'm not visiting my wife, then I do weekends. But
how many hours are spent doing them?
Same hours I think that you're doing them.
No, that's not the answer. You get mad at a listener if you ask them a question and they keep changing the answers.
All right.
How many hours are you spending playing board games?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Still not a number.
All right.
One session. How much?
All right. You know what? No, you guys, he's right. I guess if you guys, I play a lot. I do. I probably 10 to 12 to 15 to 18 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when it's wrestling, it's how many hours at a time?
Well, it's like a couple hours for training and then like maybe, maybe 10 minutes in the actual ring in a match. But I mean, spending time there, maybe about 4 or 5 hours.
And that's about a week.
And how many wrestling services do you have? Like, streaming services?
We don't need to talk about that because it'd be my wife's
here we go.
WWE Network.
Yeah.
Now I got this independent wrestling.tv.
Okay.
And I think that... Oh, and
don't you have the Japanese wrestling?
No, I haven't ever subscribed to that one.
Okay.
Yet. I just watched that on Access TV.
Okay.
The free version. Free. I have to pay.
And nobody
cable.
Goes and sees what Steve does. Like, I mean, I'm pretty over it with my board gaming. It's not like Steve is like taking pictures every time he's watching a wrestling show.
I should and just tag you in them all.
Oh, I would love it. Then you would all see that maybe Steve's a little bit more neck and neck with me. But I'll take the crown at being the most obsessed. I'll do it. I have no problem with that. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
That's really nice. Another person, I agree with Tyler, I also suffer from PTSD and your show helps. That's cool to know because, I mean, I think any form of entertainment, whether it be music, a radio show, a podcast, does help you to kind of escape from whatever reality that you're dealing with. And it's cool to know that we can contribute to that.
And we're getting closer and closer. Every year we do a yearly thing called I'm Listening. Plus, there is a website right now, imlistening.org. But that is where we talk about suicide prevention, mental health awareness. And we basically encourage everybody to talk about what they're going through. You would be so surprised at what unifies us as a people. Honestly, you are not the only one dealing with mental health issues and mental health awareness. I am, and everybody that we talk to on the show, it is unbelievable when you go, wow, I didn't know so many people were like dealing with this like I am. And it's one of the most lonely things you can feel, like that you're the only one with this issue. So September 8th, I believe, is the date of I'm Listening. We'll be doing it again. We broadcast it over the over 200 radio stations. I'm so grateful to be the host of that because it's something that I'm passionate about. And we'll do that here. You'll hear it on the Rock, as a matter of fact, too. Go to imlistening.org. You want more info.
So you said, hey, it's Uncle Louie. I'm smoking meat this weekend, and I need a new whiskey to drink. What's your guy's go-to whiskey? Salute.
Hey, who's this guy, Meat?
No, it's Lou.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
I'm not a whiskey guy, so I don't have an answer for you.
Oh, well, bourbon. I mean, bourbon, whiskey. I mean, it's different, but it's also similar.
It's all in the same family.
You're a whiskey gal.
Oh, yes.
So what do you recommend?
I very much love the James E. Pepper 1776.
Ooh, it is, fancy.
Do you like it when you're smoking your meat?
Yes. Ha! It's not super fancy, but it's on the fancier side.
There we go. That was
thank you. Yeah.
It's what got me into whiskey. I drank that and I'm like, oh, I guess I like whiskey.
Do you drink it neat? Do you drink it on the rocks? Do you drink it with something?
Either on the rocks, personally. Some people don't like rocks because it adds water to their whiskey, and some people are purists. So like, no, I don't want it to taste like.
Yeah.
So that's why they'll do like the big cubes.
Yeah.
Personally, I like rocks, maybe a splash of water, or with some ginger ale.
And do you do the thing, Vicky, where you like take the first sip, let it numb the hell out of your tongue so you can taste the rest of it? Like, that's how I was taught how to drink whiskey. I had no idea.
If I'm sampling a fancy one, then yes. Yeah. But if I'm just drinking, I usually just go for Jameson.
It's kind of cool that whiskey, you know, on a lot of levels is on the same like the tier as wine as far as people tasting and all the different flavors and everything you get. And all right, well, there you go. So what was that again that people should check out?
James E. Pepper 1776.
Nice.
I'll go with a local one if you want to check out a local distillery. Batch 206.
Oh, hell yeah.
My gosh. They have the best. It's called Barrel Raider. It's an Irish whiskey, and it's fantastic. It's my favorite whiskey that I've ever had, and I'll go buy bottles from them every single
week. How do you do yours, Danny?
On the rocks. Yeah, I always do rocks.
Dude, it's crazy. Just talk about how sometimes a dumb we have dumb conversations on our show, and it's crazy to hear like that podcast that I listen to, Spit and Chicklets, the hockey podcast. They have plenty of dumb conversations.
Yeah.
And one of the dumb conversations is now turning into an actual form of alcohol. So they just recently got sponsored by some vodka place called New Amsterdam Vodka. And one of the members of the podcast used to play in the NHL for a while, Ryan Whitney, he's one of the hosts of the show. He sort of recommended to the listeners, hey, if you're going to have it, get Newman's Own Pink Lemonade and put it together. It's amazing, but it's got to be Newman's Own. It's got to be that vodka. So then people started doing it, and they started jokingly calling it the Pink Whitney because his name's Ryan Whitney.
Oh, nice.
So then some bars started selling it, like, hey, if you want a vodka pink lemonade, it's called a Pink Whitney. And even like when we went to Portland, our hockey team, sure as that, all of us were carrying New Amsterdam Vodka and pink lemonade.
That's awesome.
Well, they just struck a deal with New Amsterdam Vodka, and now there's going to be a pink lemonade flavored vodka called the Pink Whitney.
Oh, that is
cool.
That
is about to come out. I mean, and it's like straight up the logos of their show.
Good for them.
And it's not pink lemonade and vodka like a mixed drink. It's just a flavored vodka. But apparently when you drink it, if you drink it on the rocks, the water will help kind of, you know,
dilute it
a little bit so it's not super strong on you.
Ooh.
But I can't wait for this to come out.
I wonder if that'll also mix well with pink lemonade.
Probably. Or a tonic or a soda water.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Well, but good for them, man.
Talk about like a stupid conversation then becoming a moneymaker for those guys.
That's the other thing. It would be great to have a drink named after me, like Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, because he had that. And then, of course, John Daly, unfortunately, because of how he was as a golfer.
Your son and I, that's what we were all about in Chicago. Him and I were crushing the John Daly's the entire time.
Would you say that's your go-to drink? You go to a bar, is that what you're going to order? Your go-to drink?
It'd probably be like a vodka tonic or something like that. Yeah, anything with vodka in it.
Yeah,
vodka soda. I don't care. As long as there's vodka in it, I'm drinking it.
I
lean towards Tito's.
Yeah.
If you're Tito's buying me a gift.
Yeah.
I accept Tito's.
I think if you're trying to watch your weight, I think vodka tonic is probably the best way to go.
Vodka soda. Tonic has sugar.
Oh, tonic has sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, vodka soda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. I didn't. You know, I thought tonic and soda were the same.
Nope.
No, they are not.
Very different.
Wow. Yeah, thanks for telling me. Dang it. All right.
Some people are suggesting Conor McGregor's whiskey. You know, we joked about it because of the
story. I don't want to punch in the face.
Yeah, right? Someone says Proper 12 is an amazing Irish whiskey.
Huh. It's so good, you'll punch an old man over.
There's actually a really cool distillery here in Seattle called Westland Distillery, and they make a peated whiskey, and it's very close to like a scotch, if you will. And it's one of the only place, I think, in the United States that makes whiskey this way, because everywhere else it's like just Scotland. Mm-hmm. But they have a really good sweet whiskey, which is the sherry wood. And it's just cool to do a tour around a lot of distilleries. So if you get a chance, definitely do it.
Chaz texted us wanting to know if you tried, if any of us have tried Slipknot's whiskey. I got one of the bottles.
No.
Clown signed it, so I don't want to open it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Don't blame you.
I want to get some of that. I was hoping that they were going to be selling it at the show, but they weren't. And I was like, I need to go down to
I don't know if they could get away with selling a bottle of whiskey their T-shirts.
Not in Washington State, definitely. The Liquor Control Board here will not even let you even say the word alcohol without them coming down and basically just hauling you off like you're a criminal. All right. We have to answer a big, big question right now. Can you tell that I'm not a big fan of the electric control board around here?
Not really.
No. LCB.
Yeah. What do Ryan Castle and a refrigerator have in common? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you. At 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a refrigerator have in common?
Warm on the outside, cold on the inside.
That is so true.
Cold. Black hole, cold heart.
Quentin Texas says they're both a place to store beer.
That's true.
They hold a lot of beer and a lot more meat.
I have a lot of beer in here.
And a lot of meat.
I'm made of meat.
Steve uses both to chill his eggs.
Whoa.
Wow. Hey, have a happy Friday.
Yeah.
Wow. It's my Friday, guys.
Chilled huevos.
Yeah.
Got a 50-year-old girl. Her name is Dorothy. She goes on by the online handle, thank you, Dex327. And her whole Twitter account is basically an ode to Ariana Grande, if you don't know what that's all about.
But, duh.
Yeah. Thank you, Dex. I mean, come on.
Literally everyone knew that.
I love this girl because her mom took her phone away because there were some issues. And so she's been finding any way she can to still stay on Twitter and maintain this account. She tried on her, you know, tweeting on her Nintendo DS. Mom found out about that, took that away. Eventually, she took away any way she could tweet. Then she went over to the smart refrigerator and somehow was able to tweet on that.
That's a Twitter junkie. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you have a problem.
And that's an unnecessary feature for your refrigerator.
Seriously.
It's pretty amazing. Tweet while you get your milk.
Yeah.
Or your chilled huevos.
Your chilled huevos. Ryan Castle, he's up next with a 12-pack. Maybe it's chilled huevos.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Please welcome to the show, Seth Rogen. Seth, I got to give you a massive shout-out. My band, we went and did three nights and played a shows in Vancouver. So we ended up in one of those pot shops, and we're like, hey, what do you recommend? And the bud tender, as they call them, says, you got to check out Seth Rogen's weed. It's called House Plant.
Oh, nice.
How cool is that? As a guy, you're making awesome movies, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make my own strain of weed. Why not?
It is always lovely when people come up to me and tell me they like my movies or the TV shows I produce. But a few people came up to me and told me they liked my weed, and it was the greatest thrill of my entire life.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.